In this series from AskNoah.org, we've been learning about the covenant God made for the descendants of Noah on 7 Torah commandments. These are the prohibitions of idolatry, blasphemy, homicide, forbidden relations, theft, and eating meat taken from a living animal, which extends to avoiding cruelty to animals. And all nations should establish courts of justice to uphold these laws. Furthermore, the Torah includes many laws, teachings, and morals which are universal. These were publicized by the Jewish prophets and sages for all nations. I myself take classes on the 7 commandments along with other Noahides from around the world. In the several years that I've been learning about the commandments of Noah, I've met and corresponded with many others whose love of God and their desire to serve Him in truth brought them to seek out an observant Jewish teacher. That might surprise you, but from reading their Bible, they recognize that God's promises are forever. And when God entrusted the Jews with His word, which is the Torah, He knew they would safeguard it forever. We already knew that God revealed Himself to the Jews at Mount Sinai, that He remains intimately involved in their history, and that He speaks to the world through the Jewish prophets of the Hebrew Bible. Even so, many of these people were still surprised when they found out that the Torah prescribes another specific path, which is for all the nations of the world, which is called Noahism, after its illustrious follower, Noah himself. This is the path of the 7 laws of Noah. This all starts to make sense when you realize that God does not ask everyone to lead the same religious life. The Jewish commandments were given to the Jews so that they can fulfill their purpose. But first, there were 7 original commandments that were given by God to the descendants of Noah so that we can fulfill our godly purpose. This is our covenant of the rainbow. These 7 universal commandments from the book of Genesis are God's blueprint for ethical and peaceful societies, which are conducted according to His will. But not only that, when a person chooses to lead a life which is based on the eternal Torah, he or she makes an eternal connection with God, which is a connection to Him in this life and in the world to come. God asks both the children of Israel and the children of Noah to work together to perfect His world, each in their own way, in support of one another. We can all learn and benefit from the divine wisdom and morality of the Torah, and by promoting these principles in our society, we promote greater peace and justice for everyone. When we embrace this godly way of life, we help to pave the way for the coming of the Messiah. I hope that anyone who wants to know more about what it means to follow the 7 laws of Noah will make a point to spend some time visiting AskNoah.org.